I can't flip it back. Okay, thank you. Okay, good morning, church. Well, my name is Wilson, and actually, I'm not a leader. I'm just a small group leader, and I came to UK for 2.5 years. And it's a big challenge for me to preach in English. So I would beg every one of you, bear with me and try to understand my English. If not, ask Joanna what I'm saying. And she is good listening to me, and she is good understanding me. So, you know, this morning I have a... It's not... PowerPoint? No? You know, it's very funny. When I came this morning, I said, oh, this is my topic this morning. But Alistair said to me, oh, this is not the topic. You know, I months ago, I asked what topic I'm going to preach this morning, and I was told, oh, this is the topic, dive into the deep end. But this morning, I just got to know, it changed. It's totally different topic, but never mind. It's all good, you know, because I believe Holy Spirit works. Amen. And I believe this is the message from God to you guys. So I pray to Holy Spirit that you, every one of you, will open your heart, open your ears, and listen to God's words for you. All right? Okay? So the topic... Anyway, it's dive into the deep end. And when I heard this topic, I was quite challenged to me because I'm no diver. I'm no diver at all. You know, I hate diving because it's so dark, so horrible. You know, my girl, she loves diving. Yeah, but me, old guys, do not love diving. So I trust the Lord. I pray the Lord. Though I'm not a good diver, but I hope we all will dive into the deep end of God's love this morning. And do not get drunk, okay? Do not get drunk. I'll skip this two slides. Next slide, please. Or can I control myself? No. Next, again, let's skip this too. Let me ask you a question. Please spend maybe 1 minute or two and ask yourself in your heart, okay, how much you love God. And I believe if I ask you to raise your hand, every one of us will raise your hand. Oh, I love God, I love God. But how much you love God? How much you offer to Him? Money, time, talents. If the scale is 1 to 10, you give your score, okay, in your heart. 5, 6, 7, 10, okay? How much you sacrifice for Him? You sacrifice Him? Whole life? Everything? Or just part of things? How much you trust and obey Him in adversity? Something wrong, something not up to your expectation, and you got hurt, and you got sick, and you got troubles? How much you trust Him and obey Him? How much you worship Him devotedly, like David, King David. You know, King David, when he received the ark, you know, he jumped and danced and shouted and sang. It doesn't matter what happened around him. Even his wife mocked on him, right? King David kept dancing, kept singing, oh, this is great, Lord, this is great, Lord. We are standing in the front. I didn't look back. I do not know how you worship this morning. You worship quietly or you worship wholeheartedly? Raise your hands, raise your heart. How much you served in church? How much you love the brothers and sisters? How much you love the brother and sister next to you? How much you share gospel with others? Okay, this is the seven questions. I'm not sure what score you will give yourselves. Just what Tom said. We love God. We never stop, but we always stop. So, I'm much hope. I pray, Lord, that God's love this morning will stir us up and help us to dive into His deep end. Do you know how much God loves you? Next slide. Compared to how much we love God, you know how much God loves you? You know, the love of God is throughout the Bible, from the Genesis, from the very beginning and to the very end, is a love story. You know, it touched me very much when I, even in the creation, you know, God showed His love to us, even in the creations. You and me, Adam and Eve were made in the sixth day, and you and me, we are all made in His likeness and in His image. I think if you are parents, you will understand what I'm going to say. If you are parents, a good parents. I remember that before our son was born, we went to buy a lot of things. We buy toys, we buy clothes, we buy baby stuff, we buy... beds? Oh, the cradle, the beds. And you know, because you are expecting your lovely child, a lovely baby will be born, right? So you prepare all everything for your baby. Just like God. He's going to create us. And He prepared everything before we are born. And we are born in His likeness and in His image. I remember we decorate our room. We decorate our room with a lot of toys, stars, and big photos of lovely babies, right? Essen, did you do this? Yes, right? I think every parent will do everything for your coming baby, right? So God loves us. He prepared for us. And at the sixth day, Adam and Eve were made, and just like us, we are born, okay? And even after that, God breathed His nostrils, the breath of life, and the man became a living being. You know, the parents much decide to give the best thing, the most precious things to his baby. Right? When you see your baby born, and wow, this is my son, this is my girl, this is my beloved son, this is my beloved girl. I will give all the things for him, for her, even my life. I remember I said to myself, even my life, I'll give to my son and my daughter. You know, God created us, and He breathed His breath of life, and then we've become a living being. You know, this is the most precious thing, because God wants us to be like Him and share with all His glories and all His things. This is the most precious things. And you know, only human being, only you and me, got the breath of life from God. Nothing else. You are the chosen one. Okay? Next slide. Next slide. And God even declares love to you and me. In Jeremiah 31, verse 3, it says, I have loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, I have continued my faithfulness to you. In Cantonese, in Cantonese, let's read it. 我以永远的爱爱你，因此我以慈爱吸引你. You know, don't like to do this. Cantonese is good. I'm teaching you Cantonese. I have loved you with an everlasting love, and therefore I have continued my faithfulness to you. You know, isn't it amazing. You know, God, amazing God, great God, true God, awesome God. And he said to us, I love you. I love you. And I love you. I pour my love onto you, everlasting love. You know, this love is so touching me. You know, during the worship, I'm touched by the words. Is that your love never fails. Your love never stops. Your love never give up. And your love never runs out on me. Isn't it true? It's very true to me. It's very true to me. And I much hope it's true to you. It's true to you. You just have to experience it. You know, God declares His love. He wants us to know His love never fails. His love never fades. His love never gives up on you. He never gives up on you. His love never runs out on you and me. I'm very touched. Every time I read this verse, 我以永远的爱爱你, okay? 我以慈爱吸引你, wow. He draws us to Him. Even if we're very far away, He attracts us, He draws us. He doesn't want us to go astray. He always said to us, I love you, I love you. Don't go astray, don't go astray. I love you, I love you. It's so great. Obviously, our God doesn't just say, but demonstrates His love. God sent His only Son to die for you and me. In Romans 5:8, it said, God demonstrates His love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
唯有基督在我们还作罪人的时候, 为我们死, 神的爱就在此向我们显明了.
Will you die for evildoers? Will you die for someone bad? I don't think so. I think you will die for your son, die for your children, right, Adrian? Yes, because you love them. You know, God loves us. He knows we are sinners. But He doesn't want us to perish. He wants to save us. So He even sent His only Son to die for us. No one will die for sinners, evildoers. But while we were sinners, Christ died for us. I was touched. I am touched. And I will be touched forever by this verse. You know, I was a sinner, but He died for me, and He died for you. This is the greatest love of all. Yeah? So, next slide. Next slide, please. So, God desires a very intimate relationship with you and me. Let me share with you some story about my mom, or maybe every mom in Chinese, in Cantonese. Do you know what it is?
狗大鬼?
You know, a big fist. You know, in Chinese, in a tradition, like a Lunar New Year, whenever, I almost forgot. Big Autumn Festival, John, you can help me. 有什么大节日啊? 中秋节, Mid Autumn Festival?
过冬怎么说啊?
Winter solstice. Yes. Oh, you understand. Okay. and Lunar New Year. You know, my mom will go to market maybe a month ago before the feast, before the festival. He prepare all the food for days and nights. Pork, barbecue pork, vegetables. 冬菇怎么说啊? Mushrooms, chicken, goose, what else? Big prawns, yeah. sweet and sour pork, and soup, You know, wow, a very, very, maybe
shark fin.
Shark, oh, no, no, no shark fin anymore. very delicious soup, maybe prepare it for nice, right? Uncle Derek, so he put all the dishes in front of the family, right? Okay, and we go back home and have the dinner with the families, with parents. If you just eat a little bit, if you just a little bit, then put down your chopsticks and bowl of rice and say, oh, I have enough. Good. You've done good. Thank you, Mom. Do you think your mom will be happy? How to make your mom happy? How to make your mom happy? You eat them all. Or at least you try your best to eat every dish of it, right? This is our Chinese tradition. We want, you know, when we are now getting old, our son is 30 years old now, our daughter is almost 30 years old, they are getting married. And we now understand why my parents spend so much time in preparing good food, because that's the way to show love, right? He tried to show, wow, this is the best time, the family reunion. So this is my mom's story. Maybe it's your mom's story as well, right? Just like God. Next slide, please. God put the most precious gift deep in the treasure cave. He saved us. He adopted us. We are His beloved children. And He loves us. He declares He loves us. And also, most precious things He wants to share with us. But He wants us to get close to Him. But very often, we neglect it. We just pick maybe the dish, just one or two, and then leave it. You know, there's a huge jackpot deep inside there. Lord wants us to get close to Him, to have intimate relationship, to enjoy Him, and to share the pleasure with Him. And He wants us He wants our joy full, right? But most often we just FaceTime. We FaceTime love. Do you know what FaceTime love? I think you understand. You go, okay, I'll dial to mom. Very often our children will have FaceTime with us. Now, so I can understand what is FaceTime love. It's better than nothing, all right? If you have parents, you have sons and daughters, you want your children come to see you, come to visit you, come to spend time with you. FaceTime, okay, good, but not that good. But very often, we spend time with God only during the FaceTime. So this is a disrespect. It's a disregard and even a dishonor to our loving Father if we ignore His invitation and do not understand His will, His desire. God wants us to have very deep relationship with Him, an intimate relationship with Him. He is rich. He prepared everything for us. He declared His love never fails. His love never fades. Never fail and never stop. And He said, I have precious gift to you, the Holy Spirit, and many things in your journey. Come close to me. So let's not just eat a bite or two on dishes. Let's get into it. Let's try your best. Okay, get into it. Enjoy the dish, enjoy the feast, enjoy the time with your God. Next slide. We need to see what Paul saw. Very often we do not have that kind of vision. We have in mind, we have knowledge, but we do not have visions. You know what Paul said in Philippians 3:8? He said, I consider everything a loss compared to the surpassing greatness of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord, who, for his sake, I have lost all things. I consider them rubbish, that I may gain Christ.
我已将万事当作有损，因我以认识我主基督耶稣为至宝。我为他已经丢弃万事，看作粪土。
In Chinese, it's even worse. It's not rubbish. I will not translate it, okay? It's very filthy things, dirty things, worthless things, okay?
为要得着基督。
Paul, he had the vision. He had the vision. He saw it. He experienced it. So he said, I consider everything a loss compared to the surpassing greatness of knowing Christ Jesus. His knowing Christ Jesus is not just a knowledge of Jesus. I was inspired by these Bible scriptures. We have knowledge. We have some knowledge. But Paul said, it's knowing Jesus throughout your life, every time. I mean, every day. It's a lifetime lesson. Knowing Jesus. Every morning, his mercy is new. And remember this verse. I hope you remember. Every morning, his mercy, his grace, his love is new. Because it's something new to you. You have to experience it. We should not live using or satisfied with the love yesterday or the weeks before. God's love is fresh. God's plan is amazing. God has many plans for us, just as he said to us. We have to explore it. We have to trust him and walk with him and believe in him. So I pray the Holy Spirit open our eyes, open our ears this morning. I believe this is the message for you, because this is the wrong topic in my perspective, but it's not wrong from God. It's for you. It's for me. So let's have a vision what Paul saw, the surpassing greatness of knowing Christ Jesus. Compared to the things you have, compared to the earthly thing, they are nothing. They are nothing. Christ is the most precious things. Next slide, please. You know what God has prepared for us? The first is the everlasting inheritance in 1 Peter 1:4. An inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade, kept in heaven for you. Kept in heaven for you. Isn't it amazing? Oh. This for me, he kept in heaven for me. He's waiting. He's hoping we will receive it one day in heaven. So this is the reserve. This is the things God have already prepared for you. Not the earthly things, the heavenly things. Earthly thing will perish, will spoil, but the earthly thing is the most beautiful things, and this is the most glorious things you should seek for. Second is the crown of life. No crown. Okay. Blessed is the one who remains steadfast under trial. For when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life, which God has promised to those who love him. You know, God has already prepared crown of life for every one of you. Every one of you. No one misses it. But you have to earn it. You have to receive it. God has promised to those who love him. You have to love him. You know,
忍受试探的人是有福的，因为他经过试验之后必得生命的冠冕，这是主应许给那些爱他之人的。
Next slide, please. Something better. This is very interesting. In Hebrews 11:40, it said God had planned something better for us. God has prepared something better for us. So what are they? What is it? I don't know. But I believe and I have faith God has prepared me something much, much, much better than I could imagine. And these things will satisfy me and make my joy full. And these things No eyes have seen, no ear has heard, no mind has conceived what God has prepared for those who love Him. This is all beyond our imaginations. This is all beyond we can comprehend. But I believe one day I will receive the blessing, the best things, the something God has prepared for me, which is better than everything you have on earth. Do you believe in? Do you believe in it? So this is how God loves us. Compared to what I just asked in the very beginning, how much we love God. You know, God loves never fail, never lower His standard. He always stands high. His love always full, pouring on us like a waterfall. So, I pray the Holy Spirit, we can see, we can feel, we can experience the love of God, and this love of God will inspire us, encourage us to move on and to get close to Him. Okay, next slide. How to dive deep? I want to share three things. Actually, there's a lot of things we can do. I share three things I feel burdened to share with you. One is submit. Submit. Hong Fu Gedo. Yeah, our journey. A journey ahead will be very bumpy. Maybe a lot of trials, a lot of hardship, afflictions, and we may have health issues, which is we will never expect. I have no bad habits, but cancer will come to you. I have nothing ill habit or something abnormal, but something will happen out of expectations. This is life, but will you complain? Will you grumble in this adversity? In these days, we have Graham, and we have another sister in another church. She's a pastor. And all of a sudden, they got serious health problem. They got cancer. But they do not grumble. They do not complain. They still have trust in God. God has good plan for them. They still give thanks to God. They still praise. And last evening, we went to a prayer meeting to pray for that pastor, Pastor Siu Yim, in a Cantonese church. And she is devoted to helping Hong Kong brothers and sisters. He came to UK 3 or 4 years ago. And all of a sudden, because of the COVID, months ago, she took the injection. And the injection triggered happened in her body. And the immune system got wrong. And then cancer happened. And we were sad. We were shocked by the news. But we keep praying for her. You know, our life, we do not know. Do you know tomorrow? I do not know. I'm not sure whether I will have cancer. Maybe. I'm not sure. But I always ask Lord, if something happened to me, keep me in faith. Keep me in joy. Keep me in hope. And keep me stand firm in your promise. You have plans for me. You have many plans for me. Just like this. I choose to stand firm in God's promise. In Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. This is very good. You know, it's very encouraging. This is the promise of God to us. God never wants to harm us. He just wants to train us. He wants us to be blessed. This is His purpose for us. He wants us to be loved, and He wants us to love Him as well. He said, this is a blessing for you, to prosper you, and not to harm you. He wants to give us hope and a future.
and a future. You know, everyone have a future. The future may not be on earth, but the future definitely will be on heaven. In heaven, you'll be rewarded. Or even on earth, you'll be rewarded as well. Just believe in God. Just trust in God. And declares, I am His beloved children. And He is my loving Father. And I love Him. Okay? Next, the second thing is how to dive deep is to serve. Remember when Peter denied Jesus three times, and then Jesus came to him and asked him, do you love me? Right? And Jesus and Peter answered, Lord, you know I love you. And then Jesus said three times, feed my lambs, take care of my sheep, feed my sheep. If you love me, feed my lambs, take care of my sheep, feed my sheep. So we have to exercise, we have to do what God commands us to do. We have to serve. I'm not sure how much you serve God. In the very beginning, one of the questions is how much you serve in church. I'm not sure what score you will put on it. 5, 6, 7, 8. Alistair maybe put 10. Joanna, 10 maybe. How much you serve God? You know, when we devote to our church, when we commit ourselves to church, we experience God's love, grace, and mercy, and power. You know, I have shared with you before, I didn't want to join a local church. You know, it's hard for me. I have to learn, and it seems I have from the very beginning, because I serve in Cantonese in church for 30 years. I speak in Cantonese, preach in Cantonese. But in here, I have to speak in English. I have to preach in English. I have to pray in English. Oh, it's too hard for me. I can see some of you fell asleep. No, that doesn't matter, okay? What matters is you can hear one word from the Lord, okay? You know, when we devote ourselves, when we serve, when we say we love Lord, when we love Jesus, we have to serve. We have to put ourselves in church. In church, we can learn how to love each other, how to love God, and how to experience God's mercy, how to experience God's strength. You know, we are weak. You know, I've never thought I could stand here and preach to you in English. Never thought of it. And I can barely do it now, okay. I can barely do it now, and I hope you can understand what I'm saying, okay. But I experience God's help and His grace and His strength. At least I can speak what I want to speak. Okay? So, this is very, very good verses to me. We have this treasure in jars of clay. We are jars of clay to show that this all-surpassing power is from God and not from us. When we serve, we understand our weakness. We are no good. We compete. We're jealous. We are not obedient enough. But when we serve, we learn to be obedient to each other. We learn to follow God. We learn to listen to God. And we learn to submit to the Holy Spirit. So I submit to the Holy Spirit. I said to my wife, I really don't want to join a local church. But this is the Holy Spirit. I try my best. And I believe the Holy Spirit will empower me, will strengthen me, and will give me sufficient grace to serve Him here. So I encourage you, try your best. If you love God, if you want to love more God, devote yourself to church. Serve Him. Serve the church. You know, feed my lambs, take care of my sheep, feed my sheep. Right? Okay, the third thing, the fifth, sight. 啟示屬靈的看見 sight. I just mentioned before, like we have to see what Paul saw. Here, I share with you one very short description about Enoch. Everyone knows about Enoch, right? Enoch, okay, Enoch. Enoch gave birth to, how to pronounce it? Methuselah? Methuselah, okay. Gave birth to Methuselah, Matusalai, when he was 65 years old. You know, Methuselah is a name made up of two Hebrew words, meaning death and to send. Okay? The first part is death, and the second part is to send. That means some scholar, Bible scholars interpret as when this person died, something big would be sent from heaven. So I believe the Lord, our God, revealed to Enoch there will be a big judgment some years later, okay? After your son, there will be something happened, and this is the God's judgment to the earth. And Enoch named his son Methuselah, and Methuselah lived for 969 years. This is the oldest man ever known on earth. You know, the longest life, okay? Then the flood came, okay? The flood, big flood came, and, you know, the whole earth was drowned, okay? Enoch must be a person who knew God, right? Who feared God. He got revelation from God, and he named his son Methuselah. If not, he would not name this strange name. You know, so I deeply believe Enoch has a sight, and he has a very close relationship with God, and God revealed his plan to Enoch, and Enoch is a righteous man, and he is a fearful. He feared God. Enoch stood firm on his faith. After he gave birth to his son, he continued, he chose to follow God year after year, year after years. Enoch didn't know how long he would live, right? But he just followed God. He chose, he determined to follow God day by day, week by week, month by month, and then year by year. Not 3 years, not 30 years, but Enoch walked with God 300 years, right? 300 years. And God was so pleased with this righteous man because he is a good testimony. Enoch keep his faith in Lord and walked with him 300 years. And God took him away. Enoch didn't see death. Only two persons in Bible didn't see death, right? One is Enoch and the other is Elijah. Elijah, okay? So this is very important, and this is the message I'm burdened to share with you. If we do not have the sight, if we do not know God has great plan for us, if we do not know God's love is so great, if we do not experience God so deep, you will never love God. We only follow in the distance. We only FaceTime God. All right? If we have the vision, like Paul's vision, like Enoch's visions, I think every one of us will stand firm. Even there are a lot of oppression, objection, Pompeo, adversity. You know, 300 years, not every day is a smooth day to Enoch, I believe. Must be a lot of challenge to him. But Enoch kept his faith, determined to follow God. day by day, years by years, for 300 years. So this is very important. First, we have to submit, truly submit to our Lord. Second is to serve. The third is sight, 3S. I tried to make it 3S for us to easy to remember, okay? Submit, serve, and sight. Okay, I'm almost come to the end of this message. Okay, next. Let me share you some happy moment we had in Italy. This is my niece, my sister's daughter. She got married, have a wedding in Italy, in Sorrento. Have you ever been to Sorrento? It's quite a nice city. You know, at the sunset, wow, very big sky, a big sun, orange in color, and sunset as a background scene. And they stood before that and do the wedding ceremony. And they make the vow, okay? And the vow was so touching, yeah? And almost every ladies, the tears came out. Oh, you know, love story. They make a very, very sweet, beautiful vow to each other. But true love isn't just about the moment of vow. Why? I remember my niece said, in something like, in Cantonese, he says, 我希望到七八十岁的时候，你仍然都系咁样爱我。 到七八十歲的時候，你仍然都係咁樣嚟去堅守你對我嘅愛情。In English, it means my niece said to husband, I hope, I wish, when I was 70 years old, 80 years old, 90 years old, you would say the same things to me. You would love me the same as you love me now. I'm so touched by this. And all the ladies, the tears, you know, true love is just not about the moment of vow. It's about how you walk it out throughout your life. Right? Make a vow is comparatively easy. But keep a vow is very, very difficult. We love God, we can say it. But if you truly love God, you have to walk it out. Walk on what you said. Okay, finally, dive into. That the topic is dive into the deep end. I look it up in the dictionary. Dive into means the plunge. Is it plunge?
Yep.
Plunge in one's body into something. For example, you dive into the pool. Or to start doing something energetically or enthusiastically. to start doing something energetically and enthusiastically. Is it right? So that means we do not just start, but we have to energetically deep into it. Just like this. Next slide, please. We just dive into the water. We don't just dive into the water, dive into the pool. Next slide. We dive into the deep end. Okay? I much hope every one of us will be inspired by the Holy Spirit. We love God. We love Him as He loves Him, as He loves us. Jesus said He loved us to the end. He died for us. He gave us everything. And God prepared everything for us. And this is a big part, big treasure. He wants you and me to have intimate relationship with Him. So let's dive into the pool. Oh, no, not dive into the pool, okay? Dive into the deep water. Okay, get deep into His love. through the Holy Spirit. Pray to the Holy Spirit. Let us worship our God devotedly. Nothing that withhold us. We just pour out everything to Him and give Him all your love, because God has already given His love to us. Everything. Nothing spared for us. Okay? So may the God's message open us our eyes, encourage us. God bless.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Wilson. I am so glad you didn't get the notes. I am.
So thank you. I also learned why I have a problem. I love my mum very much.